We welcome you once again to Words of Truth. Today, our lesson will be entitled, and a most serious one, Do You Really Want to Be Saved? There is no greater tragedy known to man than that of being lost eternally. Man doesn't have to be lost, and yet he can be lost. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7, 13, and 14, that more will be lost than will be saved. This is so tragic. For salvation is within reach of all. Why are so many lost today? It isn't because God doesn't want them to be saved, for God will have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. It isn't because God made no provision for man's salvation, for it is still God's good pleasure through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 21. The gospel is still the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1 and verse 16. The engrafted word is still able to save the soul. James 1 and verse 21. Failure to be saved is not the fault of God, but the fault of man. There are certain things he must have before he can be saved. There are certain things he must realize, and there are certain things he must do. First of all, what must a man have to be saved? It isn't money, for the poorest man on earth can be saved. The prophet Isaiah once said, "You shall be redeemed without money," Isaiah 52 and verse 3. He did not say, "You shall be redeemed without price," for there can be no redemption without price. The price of our redemption is not money, but the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We were not redeemed with such things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. It isn't a great education that man must have, nor is it fame, honor, prestige, or social standing. Man doesn't have to have a perfect past. Some think they aren't good enough to be saved. But, my friends, salvation is by mercy and not by merit. That they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Matthew 9 and verse 13. According to Romans 3 and verse 23, all have sinned and stand in need of salvation. Jesus came to save those who are lost. Luke 19 and verse 10. What then must a man have to be saved? A man must have, first of all, a desire to be saved. God will not save a man against his own will. Before a man can be saved, he must really want to be saved. In the great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Matthew 5 and verse 6. Man's desire to be saved must be more than a fanciful dream, wishful thinking, or some hasty anticipation. Do you really want to be saved? Do you literally hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God? Just how great is your desire for salvation? How deep is your yearning? How seriously have you thought about it? And how well have you pondered it? Do you know what it means to be saved? Do you know the means of being saved? Have you perceived the joys of heaven? And have you pondered the jeopardy of hell? The desire to be saved must be the greatest desire of a man's life. After the people had heard Peter's sermon on Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, they were pricked in their heart and cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" This question in the Greek carried a stronger feeling than appears in English. The idea is, what in the world shall we do? They were lost and undone and at the mercy of God. They really wanted to be saved. And the record said, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized." Acts 2 and verse 41. The way they reacted to God's message shows how eager they were to be saved. Is your desire for salvation as strong as theirs? Secondly, a man must have a willingness to learn. Some people want to be saved but are not willing to learn what God requires of them. The Lord said of some, "This people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed." Matthew 13 and verse 15. Prejudice had done this. They were not willing to learn. May this not be true in your case. Thirdly, a man must have integrity enough to accept whatever God says. In Mark 4, verse 24, the Lord said, "Take heed what ye hear." And in Luke 8 and verse 18, the Lord said, "Take heed how ye hear." If a man really wants to be saved, he must be willing to learn, and he must be honest enough to accept whatever he does learn from the Lord. He must take what he hears by checking to see if it coincides with the Bible. He then must take heed how he hears by checking to see if he is honest enough to accept it. Some hear only what they want to hear, but such prejudice will keep many out of heaven. Fourthly, a man must have humility enough to submit. Some want to be saved and have a willingness to learn and integrity enough to accept the message as being true, but are not humble enough to submit to it. Without humility, there can be no conversion. According to Matthew 18, verses 1 through 3, God's kingdom is promised to the poor in spirit. Matthew 5 and verse 3. Much depends upon the humility with which God's word is to be received. It must be received not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. It must be received with meekness. James 1 and verse 21. It must be received with all readiness of mind. Acts 17 and verse 11. It must be received gladly. Acts 2 and verse 41. Before a man can be saved, he must have a desire to be saved. He must have a willingness to learn. He must have integrity enough to accept, and he must have humility enough to submit. Do you want to be saved to the extent that this kind of spirit will characterize you? Not only so, what must a man realize to be saved? First of all, a sinner must realize that he is lost. Until man realizes this, he will make no effort to change. It is tragic to be lost, but much more tragic to be lost and not realize it. Some think they are saved and are willing to risk eternity upon mere supposition. But merely thinking you are saved is not enough. You must be sure. Only by searching the Scriptures can you be sure. Some are lost as the sheep was lost in the parable Jesus told in Luke chapter 15. When the sheep strayed from the shepherd and from the fold, it was lost. Christ is our shepherd, and the church is his fold. When one strays away from Christ or from his church, he's lost. For the saved are in the church. Acts 2 and verse 47. Since this church is in Christ, Romans 12, 5, how could one be in Christ and not in his church? So, many are lost today and don't know it. Secondly, a sinner must realize that he cannot save himself. Why did Peter urge the people on the day of Pentecost to save yourselves? Acts 2:40. He said this only after heaven's help had been extended. Without that help, man could not be saved. Thirdly, a sinner must realize that Christ alone can save him. Christ is the author of eternal salvation, note, to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5 and verse 9. Jesus' chief mission was to save men from sin. There is salvation in none other. Acts 4 and verse 12. and the sinner must realize it. Fourthly, a sinner must realize that Christ wants to save him. Wouldn't it be tragic if Christ were the only one who could save man but didn't want to? Such is not the case, for Christ's desire for man's salvation is evidenced on every page of the New Testament. That's why he has invited men to come to him for rest. That's why he has told man precisely what to do to be saved. And then fifthly, the sinner must realize that Christ has made his salvation possible. With his blood, he has made necessary atonement. And now there is one more thing a sinner must realize. He must realize that only he can make salvation probable. Only the Lord can make salvation possible, and only man can make it probable. The probability of man's being saved depends upon his desire to be saved, his willingness to learn, his integrity to accept, his humility to submit. He must first realize that he is lost, that he cannot save himself, that Christ alone can save him, that Christ wants to save him, that Christ has done all to make his salvation possible, and that only the man himself can make it probable. He must realize that it is now up to him to submit to God's conditions of salvation. Now, finally today, what must we do in order to be saved? What answer was given to man's question when he asked what he needed to do to inherit eternal life? Well, many today are told simply, just believe on the Lord Jesus and that's it. On one occasion, a man was told to believe on the Lord with all his house and he would be saved. Does this suggest that salvation is by faith only? If nothing else had been said on this occasion, we might get that idea, but we are told that they spake unto him the word of the Lord. The next verse says that he was baptized, he and all his straightway. If faith only saves, why did he need to be baptized? If faith only saves, why aren't the devils saved? The Bible says, they, that is the devils, believe and tremble. James 2 and verse 19. Well, we're also told to repent of our sins. Does that mean that man earns his salvation when he repents? Well, certainly not. God designs it. Hence, it must also be a work of God, though man performs it. It is the goodness of God that leadeth one to repentance. Romans 2 and verse 4. Man must also confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Matthew 10:32. Why? Because he believes it in the heart. Is this a part of God's righteousness or a part of man's own system of righteousness? God changed it, and man must perform it. What about baptism? Well, it is a command, Acts 10:48. It must be a work of God, for Jesus was baptized in order to fulfill all righteousness. Whose righteousness was Christ fulfilling? Was it man's or God's? Surely it was a fulfillment of God's righteousness. Well, men try to change God's plan all the time, but it just simply will not work. How earnest is your desire to be saved? Do you have a willingness to learn what the Lord has said? Are you ready to accept what he has said? Are you humble enough to submit to everything the Lord has requested of you? The Lord really wants you to be saved, but do you really want to be saved? If so, please do what the Bible directs today. If you have questions, please ask. We're here to serve you. Why not worship with us today at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:25 for our worship together, again this evening at 6 o'clock. We also meet on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, and again, there are classes for every age group. We encourage you next Lord's Day, Lord willing, to listen again to Words of Truth. Until then, we bid you a good day.